Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He is a good gauge on our show for what's right, what's wrong. A good arbiter, if you will, of our arguments. What are you cooking right now, Donovan?
I'm baking some salmon and cooking my kids some ground beef, which is like their favorite thing, with some white rice. And Channing, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought we were tighter than that. That was disrespectful. We don't all have to be from the backwoods of Georgia to be able to know how to cook.
Tell him, Donovan.
Know how to cook too.
Tell him, Donovan.
All right, bro. Oh,
you making beef and salmon and rice? I mean, you surprised me, bro. My bad.
And green beans and fresh green beans at that. So you disrespected the heck out your boy. But I'm going to let you know right now, you always got to remember, both my parents are Jamaican. It's almost like a prerequisite. You can't have Jamaican parents and not know how to cook. All right.
You know,
so we're just going to leave it at that.
That slipped my mind.
I mean, you don't even know your friend. He's a friend of the show. Like, how
dude.
Do I know Donovan? No, he's not your
that
dude.
Is
no,
my
no, no,
dude.
No.
You cannot, my dude.
No, you
dude.
Cannot say what you said about Donovan
dude.
Campbell and
you
then say, question. That's my dude. No,
you
no,
my
no.
dude and your
no,
ass
no, no.
can't cook
no,
either.
No. But you know I can't cook. I admit that I can't cook. I could look at Donovan Campbell and tell you he can cook. Man, he got me hot, Donovan.
And you can have well manicured nails and still be able to cook.
You see,
nobody wants dirty nails when they cook it.
But bro, right? But I did show love because your nails are beautiful.
How about this, Donovan?
Oh,
how about this?
Because
I like
yeah,
to sorry. I like to bring you in on the conversations that we've been having on this show and use you as an arbiter.
Okay.
I had said a couple weeks ago that I make my bed in the morning, or my wife does. One of us makes the bed. I do not get into the bed at night to go to sleep, and it's not made. And I'll even put the decorative pillows up. Like, the bed is going to be made before I leave for work, or my wife is going to make the bed. Crowder, his master bedroom is unkempt. Mm-hmm. He does not make the bed. Everything's strewn about.
Waste of time.
What say you?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what Susie Homemaker you are to do all that, but I'm getting in the bed. If I'm tired, I'm getting in the bed, whether it's made or not made, and I do not make the bed every morning, neither does my wife. So I don't know. Yeah, you're a lot better man than me.
So your house,
yeah,
your master
Susie
bedroom,
Homemaker.
Your master bedroom's just unkempt, stuff is strewn about, you have popcorn bags on the floor.
What is
No, there's no food allowed in my bedroom. I never said that.
Garbage is just all over the place.
No,
socks.
No, nah. I didn't say I was a hoarder and I'm just a junkyard dog. I just said I'm not spreading my bed every morning when I leave.
Really?
I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I don't get back to the crib for a long time. I don't have time for that.
Huh. See, and you know why? I'll tell you I was right. But the fact that, see, Donovan, I listen because you my boy, unlike Hawk, you my boy.
No, you can't say you already insulted him.
No, because he said in the past that the kids will sneak into bed at night and his kids sleep. That's why I knew they didn't make the bed. There's no way that your kids are sleeping with you and you make the bed every morning. So I've gathered that information. That's how I knew that he was on
my side.
I'll tell
you another thing, Donovan, that Crowder and I have talked about, talking about the master bedroom. And Crowder says this is a black versus white thing. I don't mind when my friends come over to watch a football game or if I'm having people over at night. My master bedroom, like, if somebody wants to walk in there and sit in one, like, I've got a chaise lounge in there. The master bedroom is not off limits in my house. If you're my friend, you come to my house, mi casa su casa, Donovan. And if that means you want to go hang out and get on the Peloton in the master bedroom, knock yourself out. Crowder says,
let him know.
You step one foot into his master bedroom, he is throwing hands.
Listen, Hawk, I don't know where you come from. That's unacceptable. I've known Crowder now almost 15 years. I've never seen his master bedroom, nor he's ever seen mine. We've been to each other's house multiple times.
Well, then you're not friends.
No grown man is going to sit on my bed, much less with their dirty pants. Are you kidding me? That's where I lay my head.
Maybe not on your bed because there's garbage and popcorn bags all over the place.
Donovan.
Even worse, if your bed is so pristine and you want a man that might, you know, come on, man. Some men are unkept. No, mi casa, su casa.
Everywhere but the master, right? Everywhere.
Exactly.
My house is your house. Do not walk in my master.
No, you don't walk in the master, dog. That's just off limits. I don't know where you come from, Hawk. No. Don't you live in Parkland? See, you bougie, man.
Yeah. But no. Even worse, he lives in Boca.
I look down on Parkland.
Boca. Boca.
See? So you make that hike every day. Ooh.
Sometimes I throw a house party at my house just in the master bedroom. But that's Boca. It's a whole different thing. Whole different thing.
Key party.
Donovan Campbell from Channel 7 is with us. How about this one? We got into this yesterday. Crowder says that black people don't collect anything. They don't have collections. Now, I will tell you this in all fairness. And I was saying, because I don't have a collection, but I kind of want to have a collection. Solana told us he's got a collection of soccer jerseys. And then we heard immediately from David J. Neal, a black writer for the Miami Herald, who says, no, Jack, I collect Matchbox cars. I collect comic books. What else did he collect? Hockey cards and football cards. Yep. And then I got a lot of texts from people saying, black people saying that they collect things. And then we figured out Crowder himself has 200 pair of shoes. He collects shoes.
I acquire assets.
That's a collection.
I acquire assets.
We found out Crowder has 100 Ed Hardy shirts. He collects Ed Hardy shirts. So do black people collect things, Donovan?
Yeah, kicks. I collect sneakers and shoes, too.
There you go.
But Donovan, the thing is, are you collecting if you use them, you know, every day? Like, that's not a collection.
Yes, it is.
Do you collect socks? Do you collect drawers? Do you collect – people buy a lot of eggs. Do you collect eggs? You use them.
That's ridiculous.
If you use a dozen eggs, it's not a collection of eggs. In a year, how many eggs do you buy?
If you don't keep them, it's not a collection.
Oh, well, there you go. Now
anyway,
you're making
we found
rules.
Out Crowder has so many collections at his house, including DVDs, we've nicknamed him the Collector.
DVDs? People still own those?
Crowder does. He's got a big collection.
When they were cool, I had 2,000 of them, so I can't get rid of them, bro. I spent too much
Donovan,
money.
Donovan, does that sound like a collection?
I mean, I think we all collected things at one point. You know, we used to collect CDs and things like that, but yeah, I definitely have a sneaker collection. I call it a collection, so I guess you'd collect it.
Yeah, and there's nothing. No, there's no shame in that. Definitely got a sneaker collection.
Is there a difference between collection and asset acquisitions?
No, you're given a fancy name for a collection. Ridiculous.
Hawk, I almost thought you were going to go 0-3 today, man. You pulled one out. Pulled one out of the rabbit hole right there.
Listen, I had your back on the food thing, but you got to clean up your master bedroom, Donovan. You can't be that clean and smooth on television and have an unkempt master bedroom.
It's not unkempt if you don't put decorative pillows on your bed, bro. He acts like we're rubbing our feet on our pillows because we don't have decorative pillows on our bed.
Yeah, you acting like I got the dog on the bed and rubbing his butt on my bed. No, none of that's allowed in my master bedroom. What are you talking about? We just don't spread the bed in the morning. It just doesn't happen.
I don't know.
And you're talking about decorative pillows put back? No. And not to mention, you're talking about having your guests come over and hang out in your master bedroom? No.
You want to come over, because you're my friend, Donovan, and you want to come over, I'm not going to jump on you if you walk into the master bedroom.
That's what you got a den for. That's what you got a grill out in the back with a TV for everybody to come kick it and have a cocktail out in the back and jump in the pool. No, not in the bed.
Donovan, Hawk has a beautiful backyard. What is it called? Chicago Brick.
Chicago Brick.
Nice pool. He has a basketball court in his backyard. Beautiful home. I've been in his bedroom. I don't know why the hell I went in there. He wanted me to show you. He wanted to show me his cat sitting on a chase lounger or something weird.
Yeah, wasn't he cute?
No, he wasn't cute. I was uncomfortable about everything.
You know what happens? You sit in the backyard, you play a little basketball, you drink a little funky Buddha. I've got the refrigerator out there. Hey, you may get a little tired. You want to take a little nappy poo.
Yeah, that's what you do that on your couch. You go back to your crib and you go back to your house and take a nap. Not in my master bedroom.
Take a nappy poo.
I was hoping he'd repeat that back to me. Take a nappy poo.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Nah.
All right, we're going to let you get back to your dinner, Donovan. He's cooking it up. You don't let the dishes sit in the sink, though, do you?
Oh, goodness.
What are we going with this, man? No.
Oh, I'm just asking. You had garbage on your master bedroom floor a second ago. I want to make sure you did your dishes.
No. You assumed that. That was an assumption on your part.
Hey, when you were in the military,
just quickly, I gave you some love. Donovan got a hell of a backyard now. His
house, I bet he does.
Bro, his pool and his little outdoor kitchen.
Got that TV money.
Donovan
doesn't play around. Didn't we have a song once? Didn't we make a song? Donovan Campbell ain't no one to F with.
I'm low man on the totem pole. I'm low man on the totem pole, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, when you were in the military, did you ever fly planes?
Fly planes? No, I wasn't in the Air Force. No, I never flew a plane. I'm scared of heights like that.
I watched this show called Air Disasters on Smithsonian Channel, and I believe I could land a jetliner just from watching this show.
I don't think. It's not as easy as you think. I'll pass on that. I'm not jumping out a perfectly good plane. I'm not scuba diving. You know, when I'm taking a shower, sharks don't jump in my shower and say, hey, what's up, dog? So I'm good.
All right, if you want to go flying,
certain things I just don't do.
Text me if you want to go flying.
Never.
All right. Donovan Campbell, Channel 7. Thank you, Donovan.
Have a good one, boys.
See you, man. Delivered everything and then some.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.